This is an Aero News Touch and Go for September 3rd, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. A vintage fire bomber heading to fight a wildfire near Lake Tahoe, California, crashed shortly after takeoff from Reno Stead Airport Monday night, killing the three-person flight crew. The Reno Gazette Journal reports the Lockheed P-2V tanker crashed at 6:09 p.m. Pacific time, just off the departure end of the runway. The plane was fighting the Burnside Fire in Hope Valley, south of Lake Tahoe. Reno Fire Department spokesman Steve Frady explained, quote, "They'd been working earlier in the day and were going back for one more drop," unquote. Witnesses told the FAA the plane may have lost part of a wing or one of its engines before the crash. You can find the FAA's factual report on the crash in the text version of this story at aero-news.net. Investigators with Australia's Civil Aviation Safety Authority have made it official and ruled that an exploding oxygen bottle was what blew a 6-foot hole in the fuselage of a Boeing 747-400 flown by Qantas July 25th. Flight 30 from Hong Kong to Melbourne diverted to Manila after passengers heard a loud bang and the crew noticed the cabin was losing pressure at flight level 290. The jet made a safe landing with no injuries reported. After the landing, observers on the ground noticed the 747's right leading edge wing-to-body fairing was missing, and there was a hole in the cargo area fuselage wall behind it, with luggage sticking through. The passengers may have been very lucky. The ATSB says the explosion propelled the bottle up through the passenger compartment, where it bounced off the ceiling, then fell back through the hole it had just created in the floor, and finally out of the plane through the larger hole in the fuselage. Along the way, it severed control cables from the co-pilot's yoke, which fortunately are duplicated on the pilot's side of the aircraft. Control was not compromised. The ATSB has issued two related safety advisories. A wider probe into the management of maintenance at Qantas remains underway, unrelated to the exploding canister incident. There's less than a month left now in the public comment period, and the Experimental Aircraft Association is pleading with the FAA not to further muddy the so-called 51% rule that's used to determine whether an aircraft is eligible for registration as experimental amateur built. The FAA proposed changes in application of the rule on July 15th. The agency believes prefabrication and pre-assembly of aircraft kit components and some practices involving professional help are leaving too few tasks to the builder. In its proposal, the FAA wants to move beyond a basic requirement that 51% of fabrication and assembly be done by the builder, and instead break it down into requirements for at least 20% of the fabrication and at least 20% of the assembly to be done by the builder, with the remaining 11% required to also fall in one of those two categories to total 51%. EAA President Tom Poberesny observes, quote, "Unfortunately, in attempting to address these concerns, the FAA is proposing an approach which would overcomplicate builders' attempts to comply with and the FAA's attempts to enforce the 51% rule. Our primary message to the FAA is, keep it simple." As EAA members and builders have stated, the FAA needs to enforce the current regulations, not create a new regulation through policy, unquote. You can read the complete text of the EAA's comments at eaa.org, and Poberesny encourages home builders to file their own comments before the September 30th deadline. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. American and BA try again on a transatlantic alliance. Cable News launches live team coverage of a flat tire at LAX. And the British Ministry of Defense faces a lawsuit over the Nimrod crash. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, Andy Sabula of AOPA explains the group's opposition to new training requirements for pilots flying near Washington, D.C. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.